This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Former Vice President Joe Biden scored a somewhat surprising victory last night in Idaho's Democratic presidential primary. This was the first year Idaho Democrats voted at the polls in a primary as opposed to caucusing. Now, if you remember, back in 2016, Bernie Sanders dominated the Idaho caucus against Hillary Clinton. Joining us live in studio to talk more about the election is Jesse Maldonado. He is political director and vice chair for the Idaho Democratic Party, along with Heath Druzan and Madeline Beck, reporters here at Boise State Public Radio News, who covered the election on the ground last night. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Emma.
So, Heath and Madeline, I want to start with the two of you. Kind of describe the scenes at each location last night. And so, Madeline, where were you located?
So I was at the lounge at the end of the universe. For people who followed the Boise mayoral election, that was where the runoff election party was held for the McLean camp. So yeah, it's just this kind of bar area at
the end of the universe.
At the end of the universe at the Gem Center for the Arts here.
Okay. And then Heath, what were you doing?
So I was at the local 149, the Firefighters Union, over on Orchard Street. And weirdly enough, it was actually the same place where the Dave Beter gathering was on the mayoral election night. So Madeline and I ended up in the exact same places for like totally different campaigns,
but some different outcomes last night.
Absolutely, yeah. There was a little more joy in the room last night where I was than there was back in the for the mayoral election for sure.
Jesse, I want to bring you into the conversation. So we know that the party switched, as we mentioned, from the caucus system back in 2016 to a primary this year. From your perspective, how did things go last night?
Incredible. We could not be more happy with the results from last night, speaking mainly to participation. Last night, we had a 351% increase in participation from 2016. It was the number that we were hoping to get to. We cracked 100,000 voters. It was the biggest Democratic primary we've ever had in Idaho history. We are ecstatic.
So I am assuming when the party decided to make that change, that was the hope, was that more people would come out and vote.
Yeah, to bring more people in and just encourage more people to be enfranchised by the process, by having the ability to early vote, having the opportunity to absentee vote, and then having the opportunity to vote for 12 hours on election day, that when it only takes you 3 to 5 minutes to vote versus 6 hours for the whole process it took in Ada County in 2016 to caucus.
And, you know, was that part of it after? I mean, there was such a massive influx of people in 2016 for the caucus. I mean, was that part of the reasoning to go back to a primary?
A lot of the reasoning was we paid for everything in 2016, actually. It was a party-ran election versus now we had a state-ran election, which is how every other election is ran in Idaho. And it saved us a lot of money and saved us a lot of headaches because, as we've seen across the country, party-run primaries, they take a lot of resources and a lot of volunteers, and there's obviously opportunities for there to be slip-up because these people are just volunteering. It's not their day job, so...
Do you think switching from a caucus to a primary played into who took the primary last night?
I don't know necessarily if I'm the one to comment on that, really. I just think what did happen is that more people were able to exercise their right to vote because it was a lot easier to. And maybe that had a sway, but ultimately our main goal at the Idaho Democratic Party was to ensure that the most people possible could vote. And we think we did so.
Just to jump in there, I will say at the Biden watch party, a lot of people were talking about how a lot of older voters were not able to caucus, and how they did think that that was actually a point in Biden's favor yesterday, that they were hearing a lot from older voters who said that they didn't vote in 2016, not for lack of interest, just for lack of access, and that they were going to be voting this election. So I certainly don't know exactly what tipped the balance, but at that party, they certainly thought that that was a big factor.
And Madeline, you know, there was a thought that since Sanders did so well in 2016 in Idaho, that he would likely take last night. So talk us through kind of the vibe, the emotion that maybe from the beginning of the night as we progressed through the evening.
Well, it was interesting because you had varying degrees of what people were thinking. I mean, coming into it, someone had pointed out one woman for me to go talk to who had a Bernie shirt. They said she was a major volunteer for them. But even pretty early on in the night, I went to go talk to her and she said, you know, I'm just too upset right now. And yet half of it, the results were still coming in, and she saw the writing on the wall. She saw all the states going to Biden. The polling in Idaho, 538, said, in 80% of their simulations, Biden won the state. And so I think some people in the organization community were like leaning towards this might go Biden this year. They even discussed what these guys had been talking about, how many people were coming out. And many said, you know, we do think this will actually hurt Bernie's run, but we also think it's positive for democracy. So in that way, we do support the primary system. So it's just an interesting mix of emotions. But as the night went on, obviously some more people, the party got a little bit more subdued. But there were still, like, when I left at 10:45, 10:50, maybe 20 minutes before they called it, there were still people that were holding on for those last few votes. They're like, well, if 97% of those last votes come in specifically for Bernie, like, there's a chance.
Anything's possible, right?
There's a chance.
Hope springs eternal.
Yes, it does.
And so there, so yeah, that was, and very different from the crowd over at the Biden's camp. It was extremely young, a lot of young people, a lot of people in their 20s or early 30s. It was a very different kind of crowd. Mm.
That's really interesting, too, because I was going to say at the Biden camp, they seemed a little surprised at how well they did. I mean, I think they thought it would be competitive. But when I was asking at the beginning of the night, they were being very cautious. They're like, well, we want him to have a good night. If he, you know, if he wins Idaho, that's great. But it wasn't, they weren't super bullish on his chances.
It wasn't a given.
No, not at all.
So, Jesse, there have been many states, correct, who have switched from the caucus system mm-hmm. to the primary system since 2016.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Washington did last night also. I think even Michigan did it too mm-hmm. from 2016. There's just been numerous states across the country that have switched from a caucus to a primary, and I think we're going to see that again in the next Democratic primary that we have.
And ultimately, does it just go back to making sure people have access?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we did it. We passed it unanimously in 2017. The governing body of the Idaho Democratic Party passed it unanimously because we understood that, like you mentioned, that people couldn't vote we had firefighters. I was in Nez Perce County in 2016. We had firefighters show up. They wanted to come in and vote, but they couldn't because they had to be there for 2 hours. My grandparents are snowbirds and they were in Arizona. They couldn't vote either. If you're on business for work, you know, traveling, you couldn't do that either. So it was ultimately just us wanting to enfranchise more people. And that's what it does across the country. We've seen in places like Nevada, though, mm-hmm. they did offer early voting for the caucus, which I think is a step in the right direction, but ultimately having a long early voting period, absentee ballots, and being able to vote on an election day is just ultimately the best thing we can do for democracy.
Well, and cost. I mean, for mm-hmm. I mean that may, people may not realize that.
Yeah. We spent over $50,000 just running the Ada County caucus in 2016. That doesn't include all the extra event spaces they had to rent in Kootenai County and Latah County and Benoit, or in Bonneville and Bannock. It just got out of hand in 2016, which was exciting because we had lots of energy, as we mm-hmm. had last night, but it cost us a lot of money.
So let's talk logistics then, Jesse, because how then how do you disperse the delegates? How does that work with a primary?
Yeah, so we have a 15% threshold, as we've been seeing across the country. There's two more processes between now and when we get to Milwaukee. We have we have our caucuses for electing delegates that will take place on April 4th, and these are just to elect people to be our state delegates to our state convention. And then at the state convention, we elect people to go to the national convention. And each of those thresholds to elect delegates are based on 15% in your given county or statewide. So in your county, it's 15% to send people to the state convention, and then to the national convention, it's 15% statewide. And the only candidates that broke those thresholds were Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden.
And I'm not sure if you want to comment on this or not, but I'm going to ask you anyways. What are your thoughts or your predictions on Sanders stepping out of the race before we continue to march towards Milwaukee?
Well, I will give a very neutral answer, in that we watched Senator Sanders before we left the office today announce that he's moving on to the debate and on to the next contest, it sounds like. And, you know, I think that's his prerogative and he can do whatever he may. And, you know, we here at the Idaho Democratic Party just want to encourage people to vote. And I think we did that last night and we're along for the ride.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you for coming in and giving us a breakdown of what happened yesterday. We've been talking with Jesse Maldonado. He is the political director for the Idaho Democratic Party, as well as the vice chair, along with Heath Drusen and Madeline Beck, reporters at Boise State Public Radio, who both covered the election last night. Up next, an historic season for women's basketball at Boise State University. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.